We will start, please, with hymn 79, which is a paraphrase of Luther's morning prayer. And let's stand to sing hymn 79, and it perks right along. September 29th, which was Monday, I think. September 29th is the church remembers as the festival of St. Michael and All Angels. And September 29th is sort of a turning point. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, it starts to usher in the days of harvest and autumn and cold, chilly nights and frosty mornings. Yeah, whenever. But it does. In the church here, it sort of changes our emphasis because we talk on that day not just about the angels, but about the foes of the angels and how active they are and how the angels and God by his grace and Jesus Christ, the King of Angels, protects us from those wicked and evil things that Satan and his minions would like to see us suffer. And so we start to move on into a season where in just a few weeks, as Lutherans, we'll celebrate Reformation time, which represents, again, the victory of the Word, but also the fragility of the Church, and followed quickly apace by All Saints' Day, in which we remember also the unseen multitudes. And today we think about the angels. It's a good thing we can't see them, because whenever they showed up, what was the first thing they would say? Fear not, right? So sometimes you see these pictures online about what angels look like, and it's very scary. Isaiah's vision in chapter 6, they're frightening creatures, but they're there to protect us. And so now the hymns that we're going to sing will highlight all of these teachings, which the church treasures and which we treasure, leading us then through All Saints to the final ending of the church year when we think about the Day of Judgment. Right? And the glorious reunion in heaven. Next, we're going to do 545, 4, 5, and 6. 545, 4, 5, and 6. A hymn originally written in Latin by Philip Melanchthon. He was a teacher at the time of Luther, very important in our Lutheran history, translated into German. 4, 5, and 6, these are scary verses, so you may be scared. And it seems like an odd pairing with this tune, which we know is the doxology, praise God, which is mostly a happy tune. That was not part of the Lutheran tradition in the early years to sing that text with this. This text became the melody that was associated with St. Michael and his fighting with the dragon and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't seem very fighty, but please make it fighty. 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
354, stanzas 6 and 7. 6 and 7, let's stand to sing this glorious Easter hymn. Next, we go to 242. Chaplain wanted to know what I was going to do today, and I really didn't tell him. Except I said, I think what we're going to do is we're going to sing hymns to Satan. Now, we do have this interesting thing, these hymn verses that are very much like the exorcism that we still sort of use in our baptismal services. Begone, Satan. Begone, Satan. And that sentence is something that we can use whenever all this stuff is happening. Begone. So here we go. Stanza 6 of hymn 242. Get him out of here. Stanza 3.
Thank you.
246, stanza 3, and this will be your walking music for the rest of the day. 246, stanza 3. Stand, please. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Depart in his peace. Amen.